Let it fly. Let's get it. Hey, west side, west side,
west side. West.
I'm on the west side now, bro.
You're on the west side of Akron?
Yeah, bro. I'm on the west side of Akron. I'm
out west here. Side of the Act Town.
I don't know what side
we of the never back down.
I just know we're in the mountain. I don't know what side of the mountain.
Cast on the, just look at what side the sun rises on, bro. You will know.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely on the east side.
So
the sun is setting to the left of you, bro. You on the west, bro.
Yeah, but I'm on the east side,
man. What's good, everybody? Welcome
Caleb,
to the Honest
Caleb, you was a Boy
guy.
Scout, bro?
Nah, I was not a Boy Scout.
Okay,
bro.
I'm just you. Know,
I was just... That is Boy Scout time.
Now, you knew me like my whole life, bro. When was I
right?
We grew
it was
up
just
together.
Silly. It sounded like that's something that tell you at Boy Scout. Like, just remember whatever sets on that, like something. I don't know.
No,
bro,
yeah,
I don't know why, but I definitely wanted to be a Boy Scout, bro.
I never had the desire.
I did too, Dennis. I ain't gonna be hanging, bro.
It was something about going camping. I just wanted to go camping.
Oh, I've been right. Camping though. We had the when I was like back in the day, we had the church version. It was called Royal Rangers. We was
Royal Rangers. Yeah, that's what made Royal Rangers made me want to get in the Boy Scouts because Victory would do it, but our church didn't participate.
Yeah, we tried, bro. We tried to participate, but it just didn't work out for us. We wasn't about that. Like,
it wasn't right. Yeah.
Hey, bro. Right off the bat, like y'all hear about all these Boy Scouts though.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Bro, you hear commercials. Oh, they if you've ever been touched in the Boy Scouts,
this number,
bro. Like, bro, it's like a class action lawsuit. Like, if you was in the Boy Scouts and you got touched, you can dish out. They can dish out some money for you, bro. I know it's nuts, bro. It's nuts.
Boy Scouts out here,
like literally.
Some nasty balls.
They out here free balling it, bro.
That's crazy, though. It's
like
a
globally, like, or is this one specific Boy Scout? Because that's a global thing, bro. Like,
it's not just like one specific, bro. It's like organization.
I think it's the whole organization.
So they saying if you ever been a Boy Scout and been touched,
you might
call 1-800.
So it's happened that much, bro, where they had to like put a lawsuit out against the Boy Scouts of America.
Yo, I'm happy none of y'all was Boy Scouts, man.
I was Boy Scout.
That's crazy, bro. It's getting crazy
right
out here, bro.
The world is a crazy place, bro. When you can't even be a Boy Scout and be safe, bro.
Bro, you just want to go camping and these cats out here being freaky. Like, what's wrong with
you? I'm just trying to set a fire.
Yeah, like, what's wrong with you, bro?
Cat can't be a Boy Scout or a Catholic boy.
Right.
It's crazy, bro.
Crazy, you ain't saved, bro. Boys ain't saved nowhere out here.
yo, where we go? Yo, welcome to the Honest to God podcast. Hey,
bro. Football player dude was touching boys a couple years back.
Crazy,
you can't play
bro.
Football.
Oh, yeah.
You can't
play football, bro.
Dang.
Or, was it not, Sandusky?
No, it was Sandusky, bro. And I think.
It was Sandusky and Paterno.
I think Paterno knew.
Nah,
know.
Paterno wasn't touching. Bro, all right, bro.
Yo, so
all right. Welcome to our podcast.
We got the boy Dennis.
I just started hitting sound effects to cover up what just happened, bro. Like, I don't even know what I was touching.
Denny the Butcher. Nah, we good. Denny the Butcher. You know how you feeling? Do you good?
Bro,
you
watching
ESPN?
No, we got the boy Carlin in here, Mr. Application. Nah, we moving on, man.
Oh my God, bro.
We got the boy Caleb Yano in here, man. AKA Young Yano. AKA Yans.
Yes, sir. Episode 67.
I got y'all. Y'all ready?
Who we got, man?
Who we got?
We're going to Taj Gibson, bro.
Taj Gibson, there you go.
He got number 67?
Yeah, I think he did.
Taj Gibson be having some wild numbers, bro.
In the NBA?
Yeah, for the Timberwolves, 67.
Shout out to Taj Gibson, bro.
Caleb, your face is like, what?
That gotta be the most random number in basketball.
Bro, having number 67 in basketball nuts, bro. That's definitely a center number, bro. Center, that's guard, NFL tackle. Center.
Yeah, like NFL center, not NBA.
Right, right.
The highest you should go in the NBA is like maybe 40, and you trash if you got like 45 or something.
Donovan Mitchell got 45, bro.
Yeah, that's true. Some that's cats true. Will pull it off.
These young cats is doing weird
you
stuff.
You think about 45, it's that dude that made the team in like junior high that's like never going to see the court. Mm-hmm. Like, let's give him number 46 or something.
Yeah, 46.
46 is wild, yeah.
Like 47, I think of like Andre Kirilenko. Like he made it work, like because he's AK-47, so he made it work.
Yeah, 46 is kind of a trash number, though.
46 40, is all bad.
49
bro.
Or 50?
Mm. Yeah. basketball.
You got to be cold in the post if you got 50, bro. If you 50, you got to be like having big post moves or something. You gotta be
Bro. You gotta be the admiral. Like you can only be David Robinson if you got 50.
You gotta be big and swole, bro. If you ain't big and swole and you got number 50, you suck, bro. Man, episode 67. Man. It's been a couple weeks, man. We've been out for a couple weeks, man. But we back though. Y'all know we always gonna come back. That's the thing about it, bro. I might not know when we not gonna show up, but y'all know we gonna show up eventually. So
great.
We here. That's all that matters, man.
That's all that matters, man.
Yes, sir.
How my dog's feeling today, man. It's dumb cold today here, bro. Oh, like -5.
So it's probably like -15 with Dennis.
Oh,
I know Dennis.
Bro. I almost ain't even go to the station today, bro. I just it's the weekend and it's super cold, man. And it's, man, bro, it's cold out here, bro. But it's supposed to be in the 40s next week, bro. Yeah, I can't wait, bro. But
bro, I forgot how much I hate this, bro. Like, I hate it, bro. I don't even want to, like, I'm driving, don't even want to touch the steering wheel. My hands are so cold, bro.
Yes,
like,
bro.
My hands are so cold, like, I can't even drive. I'm like,
bro, I literally pulled into my parking spot yesterday here at the crib, and I was thinking to myself, like, bro, I'm so tired of walking through the snow, bro. Like, I'm over it, bro. Like, I'm tired of stomping my feet. I'm tired of shaking my feet, bro. I'm just tired
of socks being wet. Tired of my socks being wet, bro.
Bro, I'm ready to be somewhere where I don't have to see none of this, bro.
Bro, just imagine Dennis sleeping in a whip, bro, because he's going to go in the house. That's so silly, bro.
I thought that's what he was getting at. Like, bro, I really contemplated, like, I'm so tired of the snow, bro. I'm about to just sleep in the car.
I'm just tired of
everything that got to do with snow, bro.
Bro,
everything
sucks,
like bro,
bro.
And what's even worse, bro, like my drive home today was so trash. Because it's so cold that my windshield washer, I put some cheap stuff in there, summertime, and I can't.
Yeah.
My windshield is so ashy, bro. Like, because everybody kicking stuff up. Like,
bro, I gotta, like. Yeah, bro, my windshield is so dirty. I gotta drive behind somebody that's kicking up snow,
bro,
to get it wet, so I can use the windshield wipers.
Yes, bro, I got a gallon. I got a gallon of washer fluid in my trunk. I mean, in my flatbed. So if I get somewhere, bro, I just gotta pour it on the windshield, do the wipers, and keep it moving, bro. Like,
that's silly, bro.
It's crazy, bro.
It's trash how cold it is.
Cats in Atlanta know nothing about this weather, bro. Like, I was telling them, like, yo, this is different. I forgot. Like, I ain't gonna lie, how quickly I forgot, bro. And then I got reminded in the worst
way. But you know what's crazy, bro? A lot of people from Atlanta know though, cause they migrate there from up here.
Yeah, bro, but you get used to it so quick, bro. Like, you get mad used to it, and then you come back. And it's like, it just sucks because the snow, it ain't been warm enough to melt. So the snow from last time is just sitting there, and then it snows again, and it's just piling up. You like, man, I shoveled my driveway like 3 times already, bro. Tough.
It's crazy.
Tough out here, man.
Yeah, it's a high of 54 here in Kansas City.
Dang,
so
y'all got
we was outside today.
Y'all blessed.
Y'all super blessed.
So send all of that east.
Send it all east.
It's coming next week. Next week, man. It's going to take a couple days.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Hey, did y'all see that, how they were talking about that blizzard that's supposed to hit?
No, bro.
The Northeastern?
Nope.
Or the, yeah, so they saying that,
like, our saying that it was supposed like to, New York and stuff?
Like, New York, New England, a part of PA. It was supposed to hit today. I guess New York is getting smacked right now. New York and Jersey getting smacked. But it ain't come this far west. But it's coming off of the water, off of the Mid-Atlantic, bro. Ooh, and it's tucking them. They talking about if it get bad, it could be feet.
Oh, my God.
Dang.
They about to be like the day after tomorrow feet, out there, bro.
Feet, bro. Right.
It's going to be like the day after tomorrow. Froze in, bro. That's nuts. Yeah, stay safe out there in New York.
Anybody
man.
In the NY or on the coast, man, listening, man, just stay in the crib. That's all you can do.
Stay inside.
Stay in the crib, man. Stay inside, man.
Well, shoot, man. What we want to get into, man?
Well, I got to get an Honesty Awards, bro.
All right. Well, who got, first of all, who had the libs last week?
I mean, not Honesty Awards. I got to get a libs.
A couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I had them libs.
All right. Who we giving the libs to,
I got
to
give it. I got to give it to you, Caleb, bro. I want to give it to do the pick a little bit. How are you?
Back home, baby. Bring the libs.
I wrote
back
it down
because
I saw I won't forget. This cat called every city's pizza trash.
No, that's like right.
Off
that's
the rip, though.
No, that's right, bro.
That's facts. Like, people don't understand that.
Pizza ever, bro, I was so happy to be home last week, bro. We had pizza three times last week, bro.
Yeah.
I took Wedgwood home from Youngstown last week and ate it throughout the week. Like, that's how much.
See, I was going to do that. I was pressed for time because it started snowing, so I couldn't make it to Austin Town.
I had Westwood. Yeah, I went to y'all house and y'all had the Cocas. I'm like, yeah, bro.
Yeah, bro. I had Bellaria while I was there, bro. Over Sean Crib. Oh, man.
Yeah, bro. That's not opinions. That's just facts, bro.
It's straight facts.
We did
it's
find facts. one good spot here in Akron, but it still ain't the same.
Hey, Akron got a little spot out there too, man. It ain't Youngstown pizza, but Gionino slap a little bit.
That slap a little
it's
bit.
It's all right.
It's all right. Like, it ain't Youngstown, but it's probably better than whatever y'all had in the A. And it's way better than what we got out here in PA, bro.
Northeast Ohio in general got better pizza than most spots. But Youngstown just specifically got the spots, best pizza.
That's facts, bro. And I feel like people don't understand that.
They don't.
But it's kind of like that crust is kind of like, you ever heard of focaccia bread?
Nah.
It's just like this. Like crispy, like dough on the outside, but like it's soft on the inside, bro. That's how all the Youngstown pizza is. That's how all the crust is.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's so different about the pizza, crust, bro. Yeah. And the sauce,
and the sauce, bro.
Like everywhere I've been,
the sauce and the toppings.
It ain't no sauce on the pizza. I'm like, yo, how do you even? What flavor is this? Like, there's no sauce on it. Like the sauce makes the flavor. Like
I told y'all,
like
what they
a lot
do
of
out
sauce,
here,
bro. I like to like this. If it's too much, I don't like that at all, bro.
Oh, you would love it out here then, bro.
Nah,
it's
like
that. It's
like
no
sauce
on this pizza, bro.
Like
it's more like cheesy bread.
Wedgwood be killing me, bro.
Yes,
no,
bro.
I
that's
can't
the
do
best,
that, bro.
But they sauce is so good,
that's the way it gotta be, bro.
No, it's good, but it just be so much. I'm like, yo, you dumped the whole jar on one slice.
Yeah, bro.
Like, what's going on right
now? If you ever move away and go somewhere else, bro, you're going to appreciate that sauce, bro.
Listen, bro, our best pizza out here is probably, well, we had one spot. I forgot what it's called, but I mean, no, closest thing to home is Little Caesars.
I knew you was gonna say
Domino's.
I knew it.
That's the closest thing to home. That's how wild it
that's
is,
trash,
bro. Like,
bro. And Domino's is big bad. Trash, bro.
Yeah.
Little Caesars.
Domino's all right. You know what I'm saying? Little Caesars, deep dish. You gotta go deep dish.
And you gotta eat it
right
that
way.
Day, though. Like,
that day.
That day, bro.
No, you gotta eat it that hour. Like,
fresh out the car.
Yeah, bro, don't put it in the car with a don't put the Caesars in the fridge, bro. It's slow.
Don't open the box until you're ready to eat that joint, bro. Like, if you open it and let it sit there, it's over.
And you got to get the extra most bestest. You can't get the...
Pay the extra dollar. Pay the extra buck. It's only $6.
Right.
$6.55.
Man, bro, I'm about to be in the yo tonight, bro. I might grab some Wedgwood, bro. Man, we talking
Sounds
about
amazing,
it,
bro.
Wedgwood. Maybe Bellaria. Y'all ever had Elmpton pizza?
I had that too.
It's pretty good.
Avalon pretty good.
MVR. MVR got good pizza.
I never had
MVR
pizza.
Yeah, they pizza slap, bro. They pizza slap. But yeah, man, Libs is back home, bro, where they belong, bro. You know what I'm saying? Back where they belong. Back on this home. On this side, on the west side. It's like, nah.
Caleb, back on the west side, though.
Yes, sir. What we got? We got Honesty Awards, man. I don't got none, but if y'all got something,
get I got some one.
All right.
So, bro, we got to...
Hold up, bro. Let me
put
a drop, bro.
Put it on.
You be rapping, you everywhere, you out here in the mud. You know what I'm saying? You brave, and I respect that, man. Keep winning.
Who we got, bro? Who we got today?
Honesty Awards, man. Shout out to the best football player to ever play the game, man. Yeah, Tom Brady retired today, man.
Definitely. Shout out to Brady. This is fresh, brand new news right here for us.
Yeah, man. 22 years is a long time to be playing football, bro.
Long time, bro.
Like football? That's
a super long time.
Bro, the cat... That's just crazy, bro, that he retired because he didn't make the Super Bowl, bro. Like, how good do you have to be? Like, I missed out on the Super Bowl this year. I'm going to just hang it up. Like, he still had a great year. Like, he's still really good. Like, he could keep going. That's what's crazy about it.
Right, I feel like he could come be a Steeler for 1 year. We only need 1 year out of him.
Nah, we need 1 year out of
it's
him,
a it's a guaranteed playoff run with Brady.
Yeah, bro. And that's nuts. They could have did it, too.
You know what's crazy, though, Caleb, man? You saying 1 year with Brady, bro, the Browns would still be the Browns, though.
No.
Like, I don't think he would ever take that challenge, bro.
Nah, bro. He would. You got to think about the Browns, though. Our only missing piece is a quarterback, bro. Like, we literally good in every other area. Our defense is solid. Our line is solid. Our run game, you can't say our run game ain't solid. You can't even really blame our receivers. It's one area, and then our special teams is trash.
It's just not meant to be in Cleveland on the football side, bro. Like, y'all need LeBron James to bring y'all. No, for real though. But 22 years playing football, bro. What he got? Six rings.
He got seven
rings
last year.
He got seven rings, been to the AFC and NFC championship countless times.
Yeah, too many times, bro.
Too many times. Tucked the Steelers for 22 years. Like,
we ain't gonna talk how Denver did it.
He's probably the greatest football player to ever do it, man.
Bro, what was that stat I sent y'all? Like, he literally, like, I forget what that stat was that I sent y'all. That was something crazy, though.
Yeah. I probably could pull it up.
This dude is the GOAT, bro. Like, It ain't no way around it. You can hate on him if you want to, but you can't deny the fact that
definitely
man.
You can't hate, bro.
Like, I feel blessed knowing that we grew up watching the best football player to ever play the game, bro. Like, from the time we were kids until we were adults. Like, that's fire, bro.
Oh, he's lost in his division 3 times since 2001.
Bro. That is nuts, bro.
Like, he lost his division 3 times in his career.
Yeah, bro. And it's like 20-something year career. That's crazy.
And one of the times he still won the Super Bowl. And another time he still led the NFL in touchdowns. Another time he had a torn ACL.
Oh. You can't blame him for that. That ain't
those
even
are 3 times he's lost his division.
Yeah, bro.
Goat.
Shout out to the
GOAT. That's
GOAT
talk,
man.
Shout out to the GOAT.
I remember growing up hating Tom Brady, bro. Like, hating him. But yes, now, bro. As I got older, you just got to appreciate it, bro. Like, he's just the GOAT. Like,
yeah, I was rooting for the Bucks to win the chip this year. I'm like, while Brady in it, man, I just want to keep seeing greatness as long as he's here, bro.
I feel that. I'm going for Cincy.
That's the young boys, LA, man. You know what we're doing.
Ain't no young LA, boys I over think, there, bro. Matt Stafford finally seeing the odds for the first time his whole career. And Brady been seen it 21 times.
That's kind of crazy.
That's nuts, bro.
Yeah,
I'll see where I'm at with it.
Cat Carlin.
I'm just in the city, so like.
I mean, you gotta be right. Gotta it is. Yeah.
A lot of Bengals fans out here, though. So it was interesting.
Really?
For sure.
Kansas City?
That's yeah, it was some of them at Union Stations, like flipping off the stuff that they had up there, like being petty.
Hey, did you just find that out this year, though?
What?
It's Bengals fans out there.
No, they just flew in for the game.
Oh,
and there's that Union Station.
I thought you were saying like it's a lot of KC people. They live there. Like,
No. They just flew in for the game.
That's weird.
Oh, I was about to say, dang, they just came out the woodwork. Can't trust them.
That boy Burrow is the truth, man.
Hey, man, I got to give my dog one, too, though, man. Big Ben, man, went ahead and hung it up, man, making room for the
next. Didn't we give him one last week? Last time?
Bro, it's going to do it every time.
It's official. All right,
bro.
It's
official, bro.
He officially did it this week, bro.
Big Ben gets on it, too, or two.
Big Ben, man, could arguably probably be one of the greatest Steelers to ever play. He might be the greatest Steeler.
Arguably, yeah.
Ooh.
He might be the greatest Steeler to ever play the game.
I have to think about it, bro. He might be. What about Bettis, though? What about your boy Bettis?
I mean, but Bettis don't win and lose games.
Yeah, you right.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Big Ben got, what, two, three?
He got two bowls.
Got two.
Two bowls, but he's been there, like, what, three or four times, right?
He's been there three times.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's better. Yeah, that is better than any other anybody else could release.
Anybody else, yeah.
Except, like, way back in the day, maybe, but.
Bradshaw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
You got Terry Bradshaw, bro.
Hey, man, Ben got all the records, man. Ben is the greatest Steeler to do it.
Ben might be the GOAT. He might be the GOAT. It sucks that he's retiring the same year as Brady, bro. Like, his retirement is overshadowed.
Yeah, he came in the league after
they both
Brady.
First ballot, though. They both first ballot, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure.
He's just the other, like one of the other quarterbacks that won that's not Tom Brady. Because exactly. Brady ran that, and then it's Ben and Peyton.
That's a fact.
One year for
that's
Drew Brees.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Drew Brees got one too, but yeah.
That's a fact. And then I mean.
Two from Eli.
Two from Eli and one from Mahomes.
Those are the only other quarterbacks
who won a bowl outside of Brady.
Well, the Eagles won one, right?
Well, Russell. AFC wise,
I'm just talking like 2000s.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right. Yeah, he gotcha. Ran it.
Like up to 2010. Yeah, that was
Brady.
That was Brady time.
Out the AFC alone, it was either Brady or Ben.
Crazy.
Yeah, Brady or Ben or Manning. That's it.
Yep.
Crazy, bro.
So new era, man.
Some young studs out there,
the
too,
mobile
boy.
Quarterbacks, bro.
Yeah, some studs.
Mobile
out
quarterbacks.
Here,
definitely. Hey, can I tell y'all something I wanted Bill Belichick to do that I just thought he was so close to doing it with Cam? What? I wanted him to have a black quarterback and white receivers and running backs and win the Super Bowl.
Oh, that wasn't close.
Yeah, I'm just saying,
if he could have had Edelman.
He had the team,
no,
but
no,
he
I'm
ain't
saying
come
with
close.
The personnel, he had the team, it ain't just work out.
It's about to be lit.
But nah.
Cam ain't throwing the ball to these cats, bro. He trying to run.
Cam
is trash.
Cam
bro.
Was throwing, yeah.
Cam ain't what he used to be, bro.
Cam is D-Rose in his prime. Like, D-Rose in his prime, you know, when he dunking and jumping over everybody.
Yeah.
Like, but he ain't adjust, though. He ain't
right.
adjust
he ain't
like
adjust.
D-Rose.
Yeah, it's hard to adjust in football, bro, if your arm ain't right.
Right.
That arm ain't right, because Cam don't even throw the ball right. He, like, push the ball. Like,
he's like, yeah.
He, like, pushes
he
the ball.
He shot put that joint,
bro.
He would be a beast at shot put, bro.
Yeah, he should do that, bro. He, like, what, 6'5", like, 250?
Yeah,
bro.
He would be a beast at shot put.
Try track and field, bro. Why not?
To go to tight end or something.
I heard Dennis, why not?
Or some Tebow type time, yeah?
Yeah.
Why not?
He might be a nice tight end, bro. Cameron get cleaned up across the middle, bro. Let me complain, bro.
That's been
somebody
waiting.
To smack Cameron.
They've been waiting to hit this
dog.
Cat, bro. He was trying to run everybody over at quarterback. They can't wait to catch him across the middle.
Yeah.
We all got in the bowl, man, since we already on football.
I got the Rams, bro. I ain't going to lie. I thought I said whoever won out of the Rams and the Bucks was going to win it all. So.
I got the Rams and the Chiefs in the bowl, and the Rams are
going
to win it all.
I'm going for Cincy, though, but I got the Rams winning it all.
It's hard for me to go for Cincy, bro.
Well, it ain't hard for me.
Ain't enough experience out there, bro. Them Chiefs is about
to win. No, I ain't saying they gonna win it. I'm just saying if it's a team I'm cheering for, it's Cincinnati. But,
I'm going to Cincy and LA in
the round. Hey, after last week, though, you can't call nothing. You can't call it. Yeah, last week was some of the best football games I ever seen in my life.
That's what I'm saying, bro. They all went down to the wire, bro. They all basically...
Yeah, bro. Like, it's hard to call. Like, I got the Rams as the favorite because I feel like they're probably the most healthy. They have the best defense. If they got to see Mahomes in them, though...
They tucking them.
Yeah, because if they healthy and they got to see...
Bro, you can't say they tucking them when you've been to the AFC Championship 4 years in a row and been to the
Super Bowl three times.
Bro, it's hard to beat a team who's been there because they know exactly what they're doing.
But the Rams got the perfect team to beat them, though. They don't got a blitz. But the Rams just got the perfect team to beat Brady, too. And they beat them because they ain't got a blitz.
I'm talking about when Brady slow rolled them, because I was at Caleb House watching that game. When Brady slow rolled the Rams in the wasn't that the Rams they was playing in the Super Bowl?
Are you talking about when he was with the Patriots?
When he was still with the Patriots.
Yeah, I got you.
It's kind of a different team now, though.
It's a different team. But man, that doggone Mahomes and Tyreek Hill is special, bro.
We seen how they struggled last year in the Super Bowl, bro. Put some pressure on that dude.
And they could do it without blitzing. It's like tough, they got Aaron Donald, they got Leonard Floyd, Vaughn. They don't got a blitz.
I got the Rams as a favorite. I got the Rams winning the bowl if they win this week.
Once the Rams got Vaughn, they're gonna win it. You can't block Vaughn 1-on-1.
Vaughn, Aaron Donald, and Floyd, and then you got Jalen Ramsey.
You got a triple team Donald, so now Vaughn 1-on-1.
I feel like y'all just throwing names out there, bro. Y'all just throwing
names.
Vaughn Miller is like defense can win the game.
We don't got a blitz.
And then you put Jalen Ramsey on
when you play the Chiefs, defense has to win the game.
Defense has to win the game because Mahomes and them is too much.
And then they got Stafford throwing the ball to Cooper Kupp.
But they already they already have the formula because the Super Bowl last year was the formula.
Hey,
like,
Carlin, let me ask you this.
Right, but you don't make – so they struggled in the first 5 weeks of the season and then made adjustments to that. So y'all saying that – y'all know how the Super Bowl works. Whoever hits that hot streak at the right time wins the Super Bowl.
Or whoever town the Super Bowl in is winning it.
I don't think last year was a hot streak game. I think they just literally shut. They had a game plan and they executed the whole game. Like they executed that joint the whole game. Bro.
Hey, Carlin, I got a question for you.
I'm talking about this year, though.
I had a question
talking
for
about
you,
this year. The Chiefs on a hot streak.
Oh, for this year, Carlin.
I see what you're saying, Carlin. They offense on fire, though.
But do you think that the Chiefs defense would be enough to stop them receivers out there though?
No.
So it might be a shootout. I don't think so. If it's a shootout, I gotta go Mahomes. If it's a shootout, I gotta go Mahomes. If it depends on the defense, the Rams gonna lock them up.
I think you was in the shootout last week because you had some blown coverages, and I feel like you're three big plays away from putting that thing away in the third quarter.
If they don't give
up the big play, then like they win that game in the third quarter.
Yeah,
I can see. Yeah, you're right.
I'm just saying, but the Chiefs got a pass rush too. Like we just out here talking about the DBs. They got a pass rush too.
Yeah, they do. They do.
Like that Ingram pickup was nice for them.
Yeah.
I just have a hard time saying who gonna watch Cooper Kupp, bro.
I'm about to say the Rams got offensive weapons too.
And
like,
then you got
who's gonna watch Odell? Who's gonna watch Odell? Like. And Matt Stafford is
slinging that. That's what I want to see.
Y'all say the same thing for like y'all just saying that the teams is equal essentially.
But the Rams,
nah,
the
Chiefs get the same thing. I think thing. The Rams got a better all around team. I think the Rams got a better all around team.
Much better defense, bro. Much better defense.
Yeah, we'll see though. I mean, it's gonna be a good game regardless. We already talking like it's already them in the Super Bowl. Like it's still another game to be played.
Yeah,
we talking like it's already them.
Why should the Bengals and the San Fran? That's gonna be the NBA finals last year. I mean, that's gonna be like the finals last year. I don't want to see nobody wanted to see the Bucks. Who did the Bucks even beat? Who did they beat in the
finals? The Suns.
Yeah, bro, that's how the Bengals and the Niners.
Lil Mike was hype. He a Bucks fan. He loved Milwaukee Bucks, man. I don't know why, but.
I don't know, man. It's gonna be interesting to see, though, man. We gotta see how tomorrow pan out, and then we can really go in next week.
You know, our sports takes be trash sometimes.
Trash. Well, we might have just jammed up both teams.
Right. They both might end up losing.
I think Carter doing the Cavs bad as we speak.
Cavs trade away Darius Garland.
Hey,
like,
speaking of Cavs, bro, I feel like Northeast Ohio people are so fickle, bro. Like, how come when LeBron is here, Cavs go so hard for the Cavs, but now they actually good without LeBron? And ain't nobody
playoff,
up here
bro.
Even talking about the Cavs, though. Because
they're going to lose in the playoffs, bro.
Bro, so what? You still got to rep your team. Like, this is what y'all wanted. Like,
I gave up on the Lakers,
bro. Something to
be
excited about.
I'm done.
I've seen more people, that I'm close to at Cavs games this year.
Yeah.
They excited about the Cavs this
year.
They
are exciting, though.
But they ain't going hard. Like, they ain't going hard like they was when LeBron was there, though.
You think it's just expectation?
Like, I think that's because
they had a GOAT. They had a GOAT, though, bro.
Yeah,
they had a GOAT.
Like, if LeBron James is in your town, it's way easier to go hard for your team because
Man,
of what that dude's done.
Support your team, bro, regardless.
I get what you're saying. No, I'm with it. I rep the Cavs.
Like, you got to give the Cavs some credit, bro. They don't even really got no, like, superstar like that. And they out there, six in the East right now?
Oh, they done dropped from first to sixth in 2 weeks?
It was first like a month ago.
Yeah, that was a while ago.
Yeah,
and that was for a short. That was for
they
a short.
30-19,
time.
Bro. They 30.
Nah, they better.
I know they. No, I'm tripping. They third in the East. They third place in the East.
Yeah, I was about to say, bro. Ain't no way you draw first and sixth. And the East ain't that nice, like.
Bro, don't take my taste with basketball. I don't know what's going on. Bro. I just learned Kemba Walker was with the Knicks last night, bro.
Yeah, that's nuts, bro. Kemba been with them all season, bro.
But Carlin making me feel like I'm a couple years old, bro. That just happened.
Nah, they just start giving him PT, though. He wasn't even playing.
That's okay, so that's why. How am I supposed to know?
He wasn't even dressing him, bro.
He was trying to get traded or something, wasn't he?
Nah, he wasn't. He just
he wasn't playing no more.
And they had him. He wasn't even. He was coming out there in street clothes, bro.
Did y'all see Westbrook last night?
Man,
this cat had like 4 in the first half and 27 in the second half.
He had 30. Now he had 30 in the second half.
And we lost, bro.
We suck.
And he missed the game winner.
No, we don't suck though. I'm gonna tell you why we don't suck.
We suck
because
bro.
Without LeBron James or AD is on the floor. That's a dub last night.
Of course.
Yeah.
All we need is 10.
We suck without LeBron.
Man, AD.
We're terrible without LeBron.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
We better with AD. We suck AD, without LeBron. Bro.
AD is not healthy still, bro.
Yeah.
But why didn't he play last night?
He's sore.
His knee sore. His shoulder sore. Everything
bro,
sore.
I'm sick of all this, bro. I'm sick of Cavs sitting out because they sore. So what, bro?
Nah, but listen, I'm cool with AD sitting out because he's sore because he's one jump away from out for the season. Give him some rest. Let him rest.
We're one game away from not making the playoffs. Like,
we get that. Right now, bro.
I get that, bro. It's still half the season.
We need him to play.
No, we don't.
All right.
He's going to be too early.
Because it's going to be a play-in situation, and you ain't guaranteed that.
He's going to come back playoff time and get hurt again because he's not in shape.
I'm not saying come back playoff time. I'm saying he's still ahead of schedule. He supposed to be out for another 2-3 weeks for real. And he's back. So let him rest on the back-to-backs.
Bro, they just be saying stuff with him. Bro. I don't think nobody knows when he's coming back and when he's not. Like, it's just ongoing.
They said, 4 to 6 weeks, right?
You're right.
We like 2 weeks from that
it's
6 weeks.
From that,
Like, he early. It's a blessing because you still got to respect that man on the court. I don't care how injured he is. If he's on the court, you got to respect it.
Yeah, nah, facts. If he's on the court, we instantly better, bro. Even if he ain't getting busy like that. Like, that last game he played, just him being on the court made his way better.
It opens up, way better.
Yeah. But Russ hooping like that, though, man. If Russ normally catch on right about now, though. It's about the time Russ starts catching on.
You've been saying that, Dennis. You've been saying that all year.
Russ don't give you 82 games fire. He ain't did that since OKC.
The thing about Russ, bro, he still can't shoot, bro. He had 30 points all layups, bro. No lie. Oh, no, I swear.
That ain't true. He had some big threes last night, bro.
He was blowing like past cats going to the hoop almost every play. Like,
he was like 50% at the three last night, bro.
Nah, bro. No way. No way. I seen him miss one off the top of the backboard in the first half. Hey, look.
That's probably one of the ones he missed, bro.
And I'm going to tell you right now, bro. Rush
in the first half alone.
Bro, my man Rush yesterday was 3-for-7. All right. 3-for-7. We'll take that. We'll take that from Rush. 12-for-23 for the game. We're taking that from Russ. But he an easy 1-for-17 on the regular night right now.
43.
You got to take the 3-for-7, bro.
Well, you just talking about from the three, though. I'm talking about all around he can't shoot. Like, his mid-range just be off, like, everything. But it's all good, though. He had 30. He almost brought his back. So, I ain't too mad at it.
Yeah, bro. This Russ time, though. I think Russ is more comfortable without Bron, though.
He figured everybody out.
He can't like, he can't find his spot when Bron is on the court, bro. He can't find his role. But
we gonna see. I don't know, man. Lakers. Yeah, we bad though, bro.
Yeah, it's we dumb. All bad.
Golden State Miami in the finals.
No way around it.
Golden State Miami.
Yeah.
I don't know, bro.
You going past the Bucks like that?
Miami got a roster.
Bro.
They got a roster. They got PJ Tucker over there. They got some players over there for Giannis.
But they had a roster last year.
No, they got more. Like, they taking PJ from the Bucks hurt them more, and it helped the Heat.
I'm going to tell you what's going to happen, though. It's all going to boil down to who's the healthiest. That's all basketball right now.
That's true. That's every
sport. Whoever the healthiest could win the chip, bro. Because I'm not ruling Phoenix out.
Me neither. I was about to say that.
Phoenix is a sleeper all the way to the playoff. Nobody talks about Phoenix. And they be the top three.
I think
nobody
talks about them right until now, actually, too, number one.
Bro, but them nobody Warriors.
Nobody talk about Phoenix till they get to the playoffs.
Them Warriors with Clay back, bro.
It's gonna be a little different.
It's tough, bro.
It's scary. It's
playoff time. They already got the playoff experience. Like, they know how to win. Like, it's gonna be tough, but we gonna see. What's that?
Hold on. Did you say they have playoff experience? So they know how to win.
Who?
You said Golden that about
State?
The yeah,
Carlin. I know what you're doing, Carlin. I see.
Nah, it ain't the same, bro. It ain't the same. These cats was winning in the playoffs for how many years straight? Like,
now Carlin might be on his own, bro. Carlin on his own, bro.
I'm saying.
Hey, I do got an honesty award. I want to give an honesty award to Tyreek Hill for giving the peace sign to somebody like 10 yards ahead of him. Because he knew the dude wasn't going to catch him.
That was last year, wasn't it?
That was last week.
That was last week, bro. The dude was in front of him.
Hill was on the cot.
He was at the 20-yard line, bro. He was at the 10. He threw up the peace sign and ran past him to score.
Bro, you know how fast you got
to be. I told y'all, every time he touched the ball, he got a chance to score, bro.
He was gone, bro.
Last week was crazy, bro. That was so silly.
Bro,
when he caught it, I knew he was out, though. I knew it. I'm like... Cause there was nobody. If you're talking basketball, he like a Steph Curry. Like any amount of space, he out of there. Like
right.
you got yeah, you, nobody like, can catch him.
You got all in breaking routes on the side. He was going to. So everybody else is going this way, and he's going back this way. So all your defense is going this way because you're in like a two like cover two man zone.
Oh, so that, yeah.
And you can't. And your get zone no angles
picking
off
up
that.
On that side, and he's just
you shoot. Can't and you can't. Like, he burns perfect angles. Like, there's nothing you could do with that.
That's tough.
That's crazy,
man. But, you know, like I said, we're going to see.
Yeah.
Hey, Carlin ain't even a Kansas City fan. That's what's funny about it, bro.
I'm just here, bro. It's hard to, like, not get into it when, like, you hear.
Yeah, I feel you.
And when the last time y'all cried? Good
cry, what? That was a curveball from
last time I cried.
I came out of left field, Mount.
Last time I cried was October, bro.
I got you.
Yeah.
Last time I cried.
That's probably the last time I cried too.
Bro, I ain't trying to make it too sad. I cried watching A Million Little Things, bro. That show had me crying, bro.
Oh, bro.
All right, so you should have asked when last time we cried watching this show.
Watching the show. When the show
that sounds like a that sounds like a show that would make you cry.
A show ever made y'all cry, man?
Never.
Last time I cried watching something, I was little watching Mommy Dearest.
Y'all gotta watch a million little things.
I take it back. I almost cried watching that that Gabriel Hernandez dog. I almost cried watching that. That joint was sad, bro.
I almost cried watching The Best Man Holiday. <That's bad. laughs> I almost broke down, bro. When they put her in the ground and Morris Chestnut broke down, yeah. Bro, I felt him. Like, oh, God. If I lost my wife, bro, I'll be out of there, bro. I'll be out of there. Bro.
Yeah. Dennis only watched gangster movies, though, so he can't.
Yo, I cried when Frieza beat up Goku when he first came. I'm like, yo, why you coming out here and you so strong, bro? What's going on with you, man? Because, you know, man. Goku was smoking everybody. This guy Frieza came down and smoked Goku at first.
Crying off of Dragon Ball Z is nuts, bro.
Bro, that's what I'm saying. Bro, back in the day, man, I saw, like, I know Hood Cat 2 was in the Dragon Ball Z, bro.
So, everybody was in the Dragon Ball Z.
I was in the Dragon Ball Z, too, bro.
It's like, man, you out here doing what, and you like Dragon Ball Z? Like...
I think the thing that made me the maddest about Dragon Ball Z is when cats just be in the air powering up for a whole episode.
Yes, bro. A whole episode.
Like, what is happening? A whole episode, bro. Like,
cats gonna fight or not, bro?
Yo, didn't do all that. Now, see, look, he did all that, right? Spirit, he did whatever, and then Frieza just moved the beam with his like hand with his finger. I'm like, so you wasted a whole episode,
all that, bro. That's
and
what
he
I'm
hit
saying.
Him with a finger, then he beat you up.
Like, and I'm sleeping a cat. Why he powering up, bro? Like, why are you waiting? Fact. Why are you that's waiting for fact. Him to power up? Like, that's you gonna sit here and wait for this man to get powerful? Like,
snuffing him right out, bro. Like, bro, you should have came in already powered up, bro. Like.
That's silly, man.
Yo, we off random topics.
Random, bro. It's been a while.
I got some
bro.
Questions written down, man. So I'm gonna all right,
man. Ask another one, bro. It's random, man.
All right, man. What's one character flaw you would like to change?
Hold on now.
For myself?
Hold on, man.
You gotta give us a heads up with that one. You can't just...
That's what I heard. All right. Next week. We do that next week, man.
You said a character flaw we'd like to change?
About ourselves?
About ourselves, yeah. I'll give you an example. See, me is when I gotta repeat myself. I be getting so mad, but I don't know why I get mad, bro. I'm like, yo, why are you like this?
I get mad when I get ignored, bro. I get super mad. Like, if somebody texting on their phone and I'm talking to you face to face and you straight ignore what I say, like, I get super heated, bro. Like, it strikes a nerve, but my wife will tell you, like, it strikes a nerve with me. Like, I just said I just told you a whole story. And you ain't hear one word I said. Like,
what you say? Like, yeah, I see that, Caleb.
Yeah, but that go hand in hand because I'm with Malk, bro. Because then now you got to repeat it, right, Caleb? You got to repeat after
I don't repeat it, though. That's the thing. I'd be like, no. Like,
I did the same thing, Caleb. Like, no, I'm done. Nah.
Yeah, having to repeat myself is the most annoying thing. Like, yeah, bro, I really get pissed off, bro.
I feel you, Mal. Even if somebody legit can't hear me, I get mad.
I'm like, why am I so mad?
Like, yeah. Hey, yo, what'd you say? Like, fam, I'm not about to kill you.
So I guess the character trait there, man, we got to get more patient.
Patient,
bro.
We got to get some patience. Hey, I was tripping at work this week, man. This dude, and I knew he, like, I don't know. He's like, yo, is that container done? I'm like, yeah, you know, just make sure you do this. What ain't he done? You need to do this. I'm like, yo, you don't hear what I'm telling you, bro? And I'm like, I flipped, like, my bad. My bad. I ain't mean to trip on you. He's like, I'm sorry. I really couldn't hear you. It's loud in here. I'm sorry. It's like,
he's
bad.
Like, nah, bro. You ain't sorry, though. Read my lips. It's like, nah.
Read my lips.
Nah, bro. I feel like my thing is, like, I can't stand when people act like I'm not smart or like I'm dumb. Like when I come up with like ideas, because like one of my top strengths is ideation. So like I value my ideas. I think my ideas are better than a lot of people's, and that's probably my problem. Because when people are like, no, we'll do this instead. I'm like, okay, all right, just like whatever, like whatever. Like, I don't got anything. He's like, I don't got my fucking.
See, right, see, whatever. Carlin, that goes along. That kind of goes along with what I'm saying because I'm somebody who don't speak if I don't feel like what I'm saying isn't valued. And so, right. like, even if I know I have a good idea, if I know you just gonna breeze past like that, I probably won't even say it. Because I know if I say it and you do breeze past it, I'm gonna get mad. Like, if you ain't attentive to what I'm saying and you're not taking it in, like, I don't say it. Like, that's just how I am.
And if I repeat it, nah, I don't wanna repeat it. Whatever.
Like, nah. And then when people come back and like, hey, remember that idea you had? Like, no. No.
So I guess we all need more patience.
Patience is a virtue too.
Hey, kids will make you patient though. Yeah. Bro. Kids will work on your patience.
Caleb, you took that out of my bro, because I'm way more patient with my kids than any. Like, I'm super patient with them.
You have to be, bro.
But other people, it's like, yo, like, what? You're an adult. Like, what are you doing out here?
Yeah, that's what it is.
I don't have no patience for adults, bro. Especially if you older than me, I don't got no patience for you.
Nope.
Like, yo, I should not be big cuz to you.
Speaking about patience, and that's true too, bro. I really hate when people try to people that got no experience in something that I have experience in try to tell me how to do it better.
You came to my job, or
have
me, bro?
Or have a failed experience, like, bro. I hate when people who've been divorced like 4 times try to give me like marriage advice. Like, bro, what makes you think I would listen to you?
Just gonna do the opposite.
Yeah, like what makes you think I would listen to you? Or you never been married, you never had a successful relationship, trying to tell me like nah, fam.
Hey man, speaking of marriage and all of that though, bro, yeah, you right, bro. You can't tell me nothing.
It's slow.
If I'm in it for 11 and you ain't in it. Or you ain't there to at least where I'm at or more. I'm somebody that I feel like you can learn from anybody.
Right.
Like you can learn from anybody. You know what I'm saying? You could take nuggets from anybody, take what you don't need, throw it out.
Right.
When it comes to this marriage thing though.
It's different, bro. Right. It's way different. I'm gonna take advice for people that are
talk to me about it. It's tough. Yeah. Like unless you could come into me for advice. Like Yeah, I'm with y'all.
It's slow on that end.
We need patience, man.
Patience.
We all need patience.
No. I just think other people need to be smarter.
Are you right?
I think they need to, listen. They need to listen more.
I feel that, though, Carlin, because, like, you ever sit back and just think about, like, I don't know, bro. I be looking at everybody I'm around on a regular basis. Like, how many of y'all really care about anything I'm saying? Like, people are just selfish if you just really examine people.
That's facts, bro.
I'm talking to this dude. He clearly don't care about nothing but his own self. I'm talking to this dude. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And it shows in conversation. Like, you can see somebody's, like, I don't know. People's selfishness shows in conversation and actions. And so I told my wife that I'm like, because she, you know, Nadia will talk to anybody at any time. She'll feel the need to say what's on her mind. And I'm like, babe, you don't always got to say what's on your mind. Like, if this person don't care, like, I'm not going to say nothing. Like, you know what I'm saying? What I look like talking to you when you clearly don't care nothing I got to say?
You're not asking me questions about me. You just keep talking about yourself. But obviously, you care more about yourself than this conversation. So,
or
like,
people keep steering the conversation back to them. That's annoying as heck, bro.
Tight, that is true.
I'm going to ask you about
yourself. No, y'all getting me mad right now, bro. I'm thinking about a conversation I had with somebody, bro. And it was like, yo, how you keep coming up to you? Like, how you bring it back to you? And it's about, well, me right now. I don't understand. And I was looking for some guidance. So I'm like, I'm not coming back to you at all.
That's what I told you on the text, man. Like, it's hard to make new friends nowadays, bro, because people really just, people weird, bro.
I told y'all, I don't need no new friends, bro. I'm at that age, like, I mean, associates is one thing. I don't need nobody in my circle no more. It's over with.
I would say I need productive friendships. Like, I need to feel like I can gain something out of the friendship or the relationship if I'm gonna be like around you, like, because I don't have time, bro. Like, I got a family, I got a kid who needs my attention, I got a wife who needs my attention. I'm not trying to unproductively spend time with you. There's nothing you can give to my life.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. And I just feel like that comes with just real people, though. Like, that's why I just like being around real people. Like, because if you real, I'm gonna get something out of it. Every time I hang out with y'all, it's every time I hang out with like my real friends, like, I feel like I leave feeling better. Like, dang, you feel better. I'm around some real cats. Because it makes you more real. Like,
I don't need to be around people who are going to just take from me all the time, bro. Like, I have enough relationships with people who need me to pour into them. Bro, I don't have enough that pour into me. So, like, if I'm in a relationship with you, like, I need you to pour into me, man. Because I'm pouring out into all these different aspects of my life. Like, I can't have you taken from me, too. Yeah, I need somebody to give me something. Mm.
Yo, that's an aspect people don't realize about like men, like, and I'm not making, but like we pour into a lot of people, you know what I'm saying? Right, wives and kids and moms, dad, like cousins. There's like a lot of people, like, I don't mind doing it, but sometimes it's like, yo, you like Caleb was saying, like, when you're talking, I feel like sometimes people are just ready to just talk. They're not even listening.
They're not listening, they're just ready, bro.
Because everybody always ready to get their point across. Yeah, you're right.
It's like, pay attention to what I'm saying. Like, yeah, if you really care about what I'm saying, like, actually listen. Like, that stuff is so annoying, bro. But yeah, that's always goes back to what you say. So how you show that is
ask questions, bro. You got to ask questions. If you're unsure, ask a question. You know, be clear. Like, so this is what you're saying. All right, go from there. Like, that's kind of
basic communication skills, bro. Like, this is, we shouldn't even tell people this.
Basic, bro.
Like, if you're trying to learn about somebody, like, that's why I always try to make it a point. Like, if I'm trying to get to know somebody, like, I'm making it a point to ask you questions about yourself. Like, you know what I mean?
Fundamental, though.
Yeah, like,
you would think so, D, but some people don't.
That's
why it's
shooting no free throws.
Yeah, yeah.
It's crazy, bro.
That was a good question, man.
That's a good question,
Mo.
Great question, Mo. We gotta work on this patience, bro.
Definitely.
No,
people are just stupid, bro.
Carlin, like, y'all need to work on your intelligence. Y'all can't stupid.
Bro, I just implode and I just withdraw and I'm like, I'm not going to engage in y'all stupidity because y'all acting dumb.
Me too, bro.
See, that's why I
feel the same way.
I get a world alone.
The moment I feel like unvalued, the moment I feel like what I'm saying is not valued, like, I completely withdraw, bro. Even if it's in a group of people that's just having casual conversation, like, the moment I feel like, oh, y'all don't care nothing about what I'm saying, I just completely,
it's okay.
Yeah, bro.
Like, it's okay. This just ain't for me. Like, this place ain't for me. Right. That's fine.
that's wild,
and that's cool, especially at our, it's cool. But I learned. You know, I learned.
Because I'm going to get, because I can just go hang out with my wife and kid and be cool. Like, I don't got to be here.
Bro, that's what's so refreshing about having a kid, bro, because they just, man, I don't know, bro. It's like a breath of fresh air coming home. No matter what happened during your day, you know your kid is interested in you. Like, you a superhero to your kid, bro.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, no matter how nobody else feel about you.
And bro, I feel like I just need minimal effort, bro. Like, minimal. Like, it's not very much. Like, I say I need people to pour it to me. Like, I don't need very much, bro.
Right.
Like, I don't need very much.
Man, bro, I'm the same way, bro. Even in marriage or any relationship I have, bro, I don't have requirements, really. Like, just give the energy I'm giving to you and we good money every trip.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Bro. I don't care what the situation is. Like, I don't I don't have expectations of nobody, really, bro. Because the reason why I live life like that is because people gonna let you down. That's part of life.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So my expectation is always the bare minimum. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Bare minimum, bro.
Right. Bare minimum, but when you can't even meet the bare minimum, you're really, I'm a person, I don't like wasting my time, bro. My time is valuable to me. Especially now, like, the older I get, the more I realize my time is valuable.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, if I feel like I'm wasting my time with you, that will take the relationship south.
Mm-hmm.
Not in a negative way, but it just will be like from friend to friend to associate.
That's what it is.
Yeah, this is what it is. I'm not going to address that no more. Like, I got family members, bro. I'm not even going to bro, I got family that, like I said, big cuz. Like, I shouldn't have to be big cuz to you when you so many years older than me. But I have family members, it's like, I can't keep saying the same thing to you. At some point, I'm just like, I'm at the point now, like, you're going to do what you want to do. Because guess what? If I'm 32 and you're 30-something as well, you're going to do what you want to do.
Right.
What are we doing here?
Like, what let me go.
Let me just go love my wife and take care of the people that need me. You know what I'm saying? Like,
y'all talking. That's one thing, bro. I had to tell Rachel. Like, my bad, Young. Go ahead, Young.
I was just saying, yeah, bro.
Just be like, I'm always laughing because, like Dennis said, I keep my expectations for people at a bare minimum, so it helped me enjoy life a little bit better. I know that sounds crazy and I don't want to sound like ignorant, but it just helped me. Like, I don't want to sound pessimistic, but it's also like when you have these grand ideas of people and then they let you down, now you're hurt. Now you're like, dang, you make a god complex to them sometimes. So it's like, you know, I'm around my brother. Yeah, I know who it is, man.
I feel
that's it.
Bare minimum effort, bro. Like, I was downstairs playing video games, and my wife came and just sat down here with me and my kid. Bro, that's all I need. Like, like, they didn't even have to say nothing, bro.
That's how I'd be, bro. Sometimes I tell my wife, like, no, I'm here playing the game, man. Just come watch TV next to me in the room.
We just here.
Yeah, bro. Some stuff, it'd be the little simple stuff at home that just, it just be perfect sometimes, bro.
And that stuff be making me want to do more stuff, like, with her and for her. Like, you did this little thing for me. All right, let's go, like, repaint a room or something. Like, something, you know, like, something crazy.
Yeah, that's facts. Yeah, bro, like, I feel like you just, what the heck is she going for? Y'all hear that?
She's good. It's Nadia. She just being loud. Yeah, it is Nadia, though. Nadia is funny, bro.
But yeah, I always say, like, you make time for the stuff you care about and for people you care about. Like, if you don't make no time for me, then you clearly don't. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so I'm not going to make time for you. Like, yeah, shit, man. Let me go downstairs and see what the heck is going on down there real quick.
Yeah,
my dad just sent me a picture of him in a driveway, bro. My dad, wild, bro.
What is he doing?
What are you doing, bro?
He's just sitting in the driveway with short shoulder and gloves.
Yo, it's way too cold for that. Hey, tell your dad, you need him to listen to him. You need him to listen to you right now.
Right now.
Hear what you're saying. Go in the house.
It ain't worth it.
It's not worth it.
No, it's good. Like, it's in Youngstown right now?
Yeah, it is, bro. It's like that in Youngstown.
Yeah.
Look at that snow. That is nuts, bro.
Yeah, bro. It got crazy in Youngstown, bro.
Get smacked with the snow, huh?
Yeah.
Bro, look at how much snow is on the, like, on the lamppost, bro. Look at the snow on the lamppost.
Yeah, bro, they got, what y'all getting?
We got like 12, 15? It was like 12 or 15 inches, bro, depending on the area. It was crazy, bro.
Yeah, bro. The drive home last Sunday was a long drive.
Yeah, bro. I know it was long for you because it was long for me coming back to Akron, bro.
Yeah, bro. I had to roll probably about like 1:30.
Oh, yeah. You was normally right in the middle of it.
I should have been home by like 6. I got home like 7:30.
Yeah, bro. It was bad.
Yeah.
I was out there driving with a dirty windshield, like you said. You can't see nothing.
Yeah, that's I'm the like, word.
Bro, this is trash, bro.
That's the worst.
Now,
man.
I really gotta watch the road for real. Like, I gotta really pay attention this whole ride. Like,
bro. Ain't no autopilot, bro. You gotta focus. Turn the music down.
Right, bro. Shit, man. It's a good combo, man.
What we got, man?
We got Kanye want to beat up Pete Davidson. I mean, that's kind of old news now.
Yeah,
we got Michael Todd spitting on dude's face. We got
nasty ball.
It ain't much to say about that. That was just a bad judgment call.
Yeah, what's wrong with you, man?
I will say, though, Christians, like, people got to chill out, bro. Like, I'm sick of, like, But it's like the new wave to like criticize like other churches and stuff. Like, fam, people make mistakes. Like, just relax.
You know what the problem is, bro? And it's been the problem. Everybody has a platform.
I was about to say that too. Everybody got a voice. Because half of TikTok I be seeing is people like, let me tell you why Stephen Furtick is a heretic. I'm like, golly. Like, everything I see. And then when Michael Todd did this, it was like people was just waiting. Bro, like, people hate Michael Todd for whatever reason. And they was just waiting for him to do something like this so they could get at him, bro. Like, they was just waiting. Like, oh my God, did you see what he did? Like, granted, that was sick,
see,
bro.
See, bro, this is what's crazy, disgusting. Bro. This is what's crazy, bro. I don't think my life is no busier than the next man.
Right.
I don't got time to be worried about what the next man doing. Like,
and
then go on TikTok or, like, bro, think about it. A lot of these people, bro, that video ain't their first take. So think about how long they've been working
they
on.
They sitting there
for right. You know what I'm saying?
Hours,
like, I don't
bro.
Have that
much
time, bro.
Then they say, like, dang, I didn't say heretic right. Got
to
retake.
Like,
bro,
I got so much more stuff to give me joy that
everybody
want to
be a TikTok
right?
celebrity, bro. Like, that, it literally takes time out of your day. If you really want to, like, make consistent videos and stuff, like, nah, bro.
And cats want to sound smart without being smart, too, though.
But if you're
like,
doing
bro,
it,
you're not like he's a that heretic part. Because like bro, you read. Like,
it's not hard to read your Bible. Like we like, fam. And that's my thing about this situation. Like he made a bad judgment call. Like granted, it was a really bad judgment call, but it got nothing to do with his like preaching and his foundation in Christ. You know what I mean? Like dude just made a bad decision. Like let him live. Granted, I don't listen to all his sermons and stuff, but. I didn't think that was as big of a deal as everybody making it seem like.
I'm gonna have to do some. I mean, spend on somebody nasty, but.
No, it's sick, bro. Don't get me wrong. That stuff is sick, but I just don't think we could discredit the man's faith because he did that. Like,
yeah,
he was trying to prove a point in a radical way, but. It's a bad. That's a bad judgment call in a pandemic, fam. Like,
yeah. He ain't checking with his mans on that one, bro.
Yeah,
he ain't checking with his mans.
He ain't run that through. He ain't run that through the deacon board on the way out. Like, hey, I'm about to do this today.
Y'all gotta what y'all think? Don't do that.
Yeah, I'm gonna rub spit. Nah. Nah. Is, don't do it.
Yeah, let's go ahead and hold off on that. Let's go ahead and hold off on that.
Yeah, that, hold off on that. Object at least for lesson. Another year. Let's give it a year, bro. Give it a year before you do that one.
That object lesson ain't. Bro, yep.
Like, can you spit on a dummy? Like, can we bring a dummy out here? Or like, what?
Yeah, bro. Like,
like anything else.
Yeah.
Anything else,
or you could fake spit, like act like I don't know. It's a lot of things you could
do. You could just not spit too. You know,
like,
you gotta spit.
I don't really know what took place. I just know when I heard, I said that's a nasty ball. Like, why would you be doing that?
He was demonstrating like when Jesus spit in the dirt and healed the blind man. He was saying like he was basically Jesus. Saying, well, no, he was the point he was making. Like sometimes, like if you want, like I guess to receive that blessing from God, like you gotta be willing to. Get through the mess or whatever, like not worry about it being messy or nasty. Like you just have to, I don't know, it was something like that, but it was like it was unnecessary regardless.
Hey, listen, bro. Listen, cat got one time to spend on me, and it's slow for me. It's slow, bro. It's like. It's slow for him.
Now, the dude knew it was coming, though. You could tell. It wasn't a surprise to him. He was like.
Oh, all right. So he knew what time
he knew, bro.
So how many times he had to get spit?
That's even worse.
You know you got multiple
servants. Bro, that's even worse.
Like, do they have to sign up?
If they use the same dude for all three services, bro, that's nuts, bro. Like, that's nuts.
Yo, my I dang. Thought this came out the blue, bro. Like I told you, I'm not in tune with that. So
I just happened to see somebody talk about it. I'm like, what are they talking about? And then I seen it. I'm like, oh, okay, that's it. Like,
yeah,
people
bro.
Gotta chill, bro. Stop. I'm like, this. I don't know. Me, just like stop being so quick to. Like y'all are so quick to slander somebody, bro. Like y'all can't wait to get on these pastors and stuff.
See,
like,
I told you.
Right.
I told you. Yo, that's crazy. Like, spitting on the cat for three services. I can't get past that.
Bro, and the crazy thing about church, like spitting on the cat for three services.
Yo, that's crazy.
That's so crazy, bro.
The crazy thing about this church stuff is, though, like, it's so many churches and stuff out there. Like, if you don't want to follow this guy, like, just don't follow him. Like, you don't gotta try to discredit the man. Like, just don't follow him. It's a million churches out there you can go to, you can follow. Like, that stuff is crazy, bro. Spit on for 3 services. That's nuts. Yeah, I don't got much else, bro. What'd you say?
Y'all be reading books. I know y'all be reading books.
I haven't read a book in a while.
I've been reading books lately, bro. Bro, I read like four last year.
I listen to a lot. Yeah, audiobooks been kind of helping me get through.
That's what helped me. Yeah. Bro, I had to figure out why J. Cole named the song From Whom the Bell Tolls. So I went and read the whole book based off of the song. And I was like, at the end of the song, the song makes so much more sense. Like, this cat be reading books, bro. Like, he took the whole story and put it into a 3-minute song and then put the concept throughout the whole album for your eyes only. Yeah. I was like, hold on, man. This cat gonna
make me go read the book and go back to For Your Eyes Only, bro. Cause that to me is the most mid he ever put out.
Yeah, bro, but it makes
after what you saying, it makes sense why it's mid.
Bro, it's like, it's crazy. I was like, I got a newfound respect for this album because, like, even the songs that you think are like, even like Fold Clothes, bro. Even Fold Clothes. Like, that song is probably based on one of the characters in the book that he was, like, falling in love with.
Right.
That's crazy,
like,
bro.
Like, it's nuts, bro. Smart
dude, bro.
He's smart, bro. That definitely wasn't his best album still, but I don't know. His
best album, but the concept, once you know the book. Yeah.
See, bro, it resonated with you way different now. So now I got to read the book and go listen to the album after.
Speaking of music, we missed... We Mr. didn't talk Rye. About Cordae's album. We didn't talk about Mr. what Rye, else bro. Came out that we didn't talk about.
Benny, bro.
Benny ain't dropped an album. 4
on the way. Nah.
Oh, okay.
It's on the way.
It's coming. It was something else that came out this... Oh, Earl's Sweatshirt came out that week.
Yeah, I didn't get to it. I never got to it.
FKA Twigs came out.
I don't know.
I got to that. You know, I got to that last night.
It's nice, hey, bro. Man.
NBA Youngboy came out.
All right now.
No, it was actually all right, bro. That joint actually surprised me. Like,
me versus me.
I went in with super low expectations, but it was all right. But let's start with Cordae. What y'all feel about Cordae?
And then Jim Jones too.
Yep.
Cordae.
From a Cordae bird's eye
Cordae,
view,
bro. Cordae. I wouldn't put it better than the first, as far as like put together. But that boy is a rapper.
He a rapper,
like,
bro.
He a breath of fresh air. I ain't listened to an album as many times as I did his album in a while.
He can rap, bro. I feel that way, too. I don't think it was better than the first all around, but it was good, though.
It was good, bro.
He reminds me of Cole, bro. Like, he just raps well. Yeah. And his rapping keeps you tuned in no matter what.
You could tell he's smart because of the words that he rhyming.
I like him, smart dude, bro.
Like,
I like that kid, bro. I listen to like interviews and stuff. Too. He a young, smart kid. He like 23 or something.
Yeah. Cordae only 23?
I think so.
Yeah, bro. He young.
Yeah, he young,
bro. But nah, I liked it. It was solid. I want to hear him get away from his label and like the big machines and I want to hear what he would sound like. I feel like it's a bit too polished and safe. Like,
yeah,
I don't know if that makes sense. Like,
no, that makes sense, bro.
I want to hear him grimy, like just rapping over some, like, I don't know.
He gave you some glimpses of what he would do.
That's what I'm saying. But he could see glimpses of what he would do.
He kept it to a minimum.
But it's almost like too. It's almost too polished. Like, I feel
like it sounded too commercial, bro.
Yeah,
it sounded too commercial.
Like, really good raps, but. It's, I don't know, bro. It's such thing as being sounding too perfect, you know? Like, overly produced, overly like, perfected, I guess. I would like him to choose a little bit better beats, too. I don't think his beats were that crazy.
I thought his beats was perfect for him.
The bops, they were perfect for him, but I just feel like he could choose better ones, though. Like... The pockets he was in was perfect, but I feel like he could have
You know what, though? Like,
more explosive.
I feel you, but so, you know what, bro? A sophomore album from somebody like Corday.
Yes, bro.
That's he's not gonna tap into
the
beats until this next album.
Yes, like, bro. And that's what I was thinking, too.
Yeah, the next one is gonna be amazing.
He's still realizing that. I feel like he's still realizing that he's that dude. Like, he kind of like, he reminds me a lot of J. Cole, bro. When J. Cole came in the game, he was doing the industry game. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Kind of playing it safe a little bit like that. And then he realized he that dude, and he's like, I'm going to just make the music I want to make. And then he gave us some crazy stuff.
Yeah,
for his Hills Drive. Like, I feel like Corday is, he just needs to realize, like, I'm that guy. Like, I'm the next up. And this is his
Born Center. Like, bro, this is his Born Center album.
Yeah.
Like, like, Born Center wasn't, like, great, but, like, it had solid songs on it. He's like, I could go back to this.
I like that comparison.
Like, he got to, he got to be.
And Malk look like his grinds is turning.
No, I'm listening. I'm just listening to y'all. Y'all saying everything I thought. I ain't going to say it.
Yeah, I liked it though. Don't get me wrong. It was probably one of the best rap albums of the year.
I still go
so
to
far.
That. Like,
I wish he did pick more better beats though. Like,
yeah,
he made it's long, and the beats was kind of
mid. They're mid.
Beats
ain't
they're like average beats. Yeah,
safe beats. Like, they hit hard, but they ain't.
I wouldn't be surprised if his next album was him and Hit-Boy.
I could see Hit-Boy.
That was the best beat on there, bro. That Sinister beat was might have been the best beat.
It was, and I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah. They've been cooking, and they just had to put that out first.
Right.
Yeah.
But he pulling Nas out. Like, you know what I'm saying? They just start running. Because he can do it. He can do it, bro. I've never heard a bad Corday verse ever.
Me neither.
I've never heard a bad song. Right. Like,
he finds the right pockets on every beat, too. Like, it ain't all, like, boom bap beats. Like, he rapping over trap beats. He got that song with
That joint where her and Dirk,
her and
is,
Dirk
hard,
is hard.
Bro.
Yeah,
he's singing a little bit vibing.
The joint with Gunna.
Shout out Gunna.
He got Freddie Gibbs on there. He got some solid joints, bro. He got the joint with Roddy Ricch.
Speaking of Gunna, I got a question for y'all too.
All right, what's up? Let's hear it.
Fight. Can somebody explain to me what P is?
Pushing P.
Yeah, what is P, bro?
I think they say player. Keep it player.
I thought it was something else, bro. We old.
That's
bro.
What it
look,
means.
I'm about to look it up.
That's what I think. That's what some that's
pushing
what,
P.
It don't even make sense. That that's what it means.
Well,
it don't make
to the
sense.
Kids. they think pushing P is pushing some penis.
Oh, wait, I got what? You.
They gotta relax. Maybe I'm because I'm old, so I don't know.
That's what the kids in the school say. So
according to this, it says it means player pushing
player. Keep a player.
Keep
I think that's what
keeping
it means.
Keeping it real, basically, is what it means.
You gotta be on the Urban Dictionary.
Hey, this was some random. It could mean anything. But to Harlan's point, bro, these kids are sus nowadays, bro. Like, bro. That's all I'm gonna say, bro. Like, and they think this stuff is funny, bro. It's not funny. Hey, like,
y'all see the Drake? Y'all see the Drake right here? That's all I'm gonna say. We say Drake set trend. That's all I'm gonna say.
Where?
Oh yeah, Malk.
Yeah. I don't
see. You see, Drake was Drake's album. It was an emoji.
Yeah.
And now they're pushing P. They're using the parking P. Like, everybody about to do what Drake did off the.
Everything's an emoji, bro. Everything's related to an emoji.
Ah, man, y'all cats give Drake.
I got more trends.
That been a thing, bro. Emojis to match stuff. It's
but
been
album?
A thing since
no,
social
not
media.
An album, not no, music, no. though.
Not music. Using the pushing P, using an emoji.
They using the P emoji, though.
Yeah, everybody's using that P emoji. The Parker emoji.
I don't credit that to Drake,
I give
bro.
It to Drake.
I give it to Drake.
Drake had an album cover of emojis.
And then everybody gonna do
it's
it
the
after
same that. Emoji, and the emoji had nothing to do with the album, so I don't credit that to Drake. He didn't start. I don't see nobody using that pregnant girl emoji
all
the time.
I'm saying using emojis is what I'm saying.
Bro, you can't credit Drake with using emojis. Cut it out, man.
No,
stop it. Stop
it.
No, I'm not doing
that.
I'm not doing it, bro. No, he's not, bro. Cut it out. I'm not doing that.
Bro, this cat got a whole song related to an emoji right now. Gunna, bro.
Okay, that's Gunna. Drake ain't do that.
But I'm
put it on the album cover, though.
Everybody
that's
was talking. People were talking about the album cover. They were talking about, okay, it's a reach. I got you. I got another one. On Knife Talk, I've been listening on Knife Talk. Metro Boomin started something. Well, he brought something back that they were doing in the past, snare roll transitions on Knife Talk. That now
this cat won't be smart, bro. This cat won't be smart, bro.
I got three that songs Drake. That since been no that Drake. The that's beats, Metro, remember, man. No, but remember, it's an album, so you got to pick the right beats.
Let me hear what drum roll you talking about. I feel like what you saying been out for a minute though.
No, people like, were doing it. People were doing the snare roll transitions, but they switched it to the 808 trend. Like do 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 do. That's what
I know what you're saying.
So now they're using that. Yeah, now it's in that. It's in Take Heat did it on Block Boy JB, and
I'm not giving that to Drake.
I'm saying he did it, and now it's coming back. He chose the beat. People, it's
nah,
I'm
that's,
telling
that's
you,
a reach,
it's a trend. It's a trend. You're going to see it everywhere. I'm telling you,
bro.
Y'all about to hear it in all the trap. I'm people, listeners, when y'all hear it on Lil Baby next project, remember Drake did it on Certified Lover Boy.
Bro, you really think Gunna was like, ooh, I like the part right here where he did this role. I'm going to do the same thing on my album. No, bro.
I think producers they're picking making the beat. I think they're picking the beats that sound similar. That's what I'm saying.
Y'all cast giving Drake so much credit, bro.
Y'all sound like conspiracy theorists for
Drake.
Yeah,
bro. Like,
in 3 years, let's revisit this conversation. In 3 years, let's revisit this conversation.
Because they
can revisit it, but casts are going to be attaching phrases to emojis because it's 2022, bro, and his social media is real life. So every phrase is attached to an emoji, bro.
Who did it before Drake? Drake didn't do that.
Drake did Certified Lover Boy emoji. I'm saying, who used
an emoji album before Drake?
He didn't start making phrases that match emojis. Like, what are we talking about, bro? That's not...
I'm just saying, he used an emoji on the cover and now pushing P.
Cass been using the fire emoji saying, oh, this album is fire, bro. They've been doing that forever. That's not Drake. Like,
all right, y'all gonna see. Hey, listeners, y'all gonna see it this year. Y'all gonna see it.
No,
but it's not gonna be because it's Drake.
Hey, I got a hot take.
We're gonna see emojis. We're gonna continue to see it, but we can't say, "Yo, Drake started that." Man, come on, bro. No.
Hey, I got a hot take though. Well, it might be a hot take. I don't know how y'all feel. Gunna is some major mid.
He's major trash.
Everybody
I told
bugging.
You.
No, everybody Gunna. On this podcast is bugging.
No, his beats go hard, but Gunna himself is not.
Bro,
not
Gunna,
good, bro.
Listen,
Gunna makes better music than Lil Baby.
But he don't make better music than Young Thug, and that's who he. I'd rather listen to Thug than Gunna because that's the same music.
You think Gunna makes better music than Lil Baby? His album is better than Lil Baby's album?
I think Gunna makes better albums than Lil Baby.
Bro, Gunna got that one album.
Nah.
We got one album to base
Baby,
on. So
Baby
that
can rap.
True.
I'm not saying.
That one Lil Baby album is better than any Gunna album I've ever heard.
I ain't gonna let you disrespect Lil Baby.
I'm
like
saying,
my
turn. Albums is picking beats, flows, all
you
that.
Just,
right
I mean,
features.
If we're talking about The Voice and the Hero, yeah, but that, what was it, My Turn or whatever it's called? That
my
album
turn
was crazy,
is fire.
Bro.
Better than any Gunna album I heard.
Better than any Gunna album, bro.
The rapping was.
Rapping is a huge part of the album. But wait. We're talking about the same. Put your headphones back on. So what you're saying right now.
Prove my Drake point. Thank you. I want you to prove my Drake point.
You're proving my Kanye point.
Come on,
what you're saying.
No, I want you to prove my
Drake point. You're saying exactly what I was saying. You're proving your Kanye point. But the thing about it is, Lil Baby beats wasn't sorry though. Like he had fire beats
Lil
on
Baby
his album
had
too,
heat, bro. That first, the intro was
I'm
fire,
saying,
bro.
Remember,
I ran the intro back before I got the train.
From an all around standpoint, Lil Baby makes better albums than Gunna.
Gunna chooses good beats.
That ain't a whole album.
And he flows. He uses the right flows on the beat, right features, like that Kodak Black song. Nobody else can do what Kodak did on that beat. That's what I'm like. It's a song. He's choosing
Listen,
the right song.
Mom,
the same criteria we gave
Ye,
I'm giving Gunna that criteria.
I feel you, Mom.
But you're using it on the other side, so that don't make sense to me.
No, Baby didn't put no album out yet.
You was using those points against Ye. You was using those points, those same points you're making now, you used against Ye. Now you're using them for Gunna. That don't make no sense, bro.
I'm
you
using
said
y'all
his.
Remember y'all criteria. I'm using y'all criteria. This is why this is a better album. Remember we're doing a criteria argument. That's
but you were on the opposite side of that argument. So you're switching sides now.
No, I don't think none of those albums were in my top five last year.
Nah, but I'm saying.
So I'm still be clear.
I'm saying
but,
you were on the opposite side of. You said Drake's album was better strictly because he's rapping better, and that's it.
No, I like some more of his beats on there. I got more songs on there that I go to. I'm not making it a Drake Kanye. I'm saying, in my opinion. Gunna makes better albums than Baby. That's all.
You only made. Lil Baby only got one album out.
I gotta strongly disagree on that. If we going off with the albums they got out,
bro.
Lil Baby got one of the best albums in the past couple years. The best rap album. He got one of the. I mean, he got one of the best. Gunna was not going to go down as top albums of the year this year.
Gunna outsold. So we're going to do the Drake argument. Gunna outsold Weeknd.
We're not going back to selling. Listen, I don't care who outsold who. That don't mean nothing to me.
I'm doing both.
That don't mean nothing to me. When we talk about music quality, I don't care who outsold who. That means nothing.
Be real, Mo.
He outsold the pop artist.
Lil Baby, next album is going to smoke.
I just gotta listen to. I gotta make the features gotta hit. Cause like I'm just Kodak on that beat was perfect.
No, I don't want Lil Baby to have no features. I don't want him to have no features. He's been featuring on everything. I want to hear a Lil Baby album by himself.
He gonna, you know, he gonna get Drake on there. Gonna, you know, he gonna get his
he gonna get his guys. But I'm saying, Lil Baby.
Gunna got hard beats on his album. I won't take that from him.
Close, bro.
Gunna himself as an artist is. Trash to me. He can't rap that well. Close, so his,
they
like,
all rap the same. No,
they don't rap the same. Lil Baby raps way better.
Y'all gotta hear my point, guys. What I'm saying is, I don't hold none of these rappers to like a Jay-Z standard. All these rappers average to me.
You
like,
can't put them all on the same level, though.
Cordae stand out. Like J.I.D., those ones stand out. But everybody else, I don't expect them. I know what I'm gonna get from Gunna. So, and he exceeded a little bit more than what I was getting. So...
But you're comparing him to Baby, who you just said.
No, I'm saying he makes better albums. So. I'm not saying better rapping. I said just better album. I think he had.
In what just, way?
Nah, but you can't say that because Lil Baby only got one album, bro.
And it's better. His album is better. The one album that he has is better than any Gunna album that I've ever heard, bro. Like,
I'm going to just disagree.
I mean, it's opinions at the end of the day, but. I agree that Gunna got some crazy dope production, but that don't mean the album is just fire just because the production is dope.
I feel like he rapped the same way the Migos did. Like, he used a lot of those flows. No. Same content they used. Like, it was just the same.
You could use the same flow, but still not rap though.
Gunna was using the flow, like, pockets, everything they were doing on that.
You could use that pocket and still be trash, though. That's the thing. Like, it don't matter. I'm a lyrics guy. Like, if you ain't saying nothing.
Gunna album, bro. Go listen to Young Thug last album and tell me what you prefer.
Wait, you talk about the one before his acoustic one, right?
This acoustic one and the one before.
Oh, yeah. No. My preference wouldn't be 90s cats. It'll be
mad watered down over Thug, though. Like, I'm listening to Lil Baby. I mean, I'm listening to Gunna, and I'm like...
Bro, anybody could make a great...
This is This is like bad Young Thug.
If you got them beats, anybody can make the album that Gunna just made with those type of beats and the same flows that everybody's using. Like, that don't make it a good album to me. If you're saying he's using the same flows and everything, but he just got better beats, that don't make it a better album.
His flow is mad lazy too.
His content,
flow is
super
lazy.
I don't know. I'll let you have it.
I feel you, Mark.
Oh, you like Gunna? You like Gunna, Carter? I mean, I'm not saying Gunna's trash. It's just, it's not for me.
He's what
at
I
all.
Expect from like an Atlanta artist. Like that's what
I can't do that either.
Young
though.
Because Thug, but Thug is different though. Like Thug, one of them goats. Like you can't put like that's like saying like Benny the Butcher. He do this, so I'm gonna listen to Jay because Jay do it better. Like that's kind of like I hope Gunna. I mean Thug at a higher level. He a lot of these kids like dad. Like if you wanna be for real, so they just branching off of him.
Cause I mean, how many Thug features did he have? You could tell Thug probably wrote some of that.
He probably did.
Like, how many features was Thug on that
one
album?
I think like two or three. Like
three. Like three. Yeah, bro. That's his young boy.
At the end of the day, for me, I don't gotta overanalyze stuff, bro. If it's appealing to my ears, I'ma like it. If it's not, I'm not gonna like it. When I listen to the Gunna album, the beats go hard. His rapping was not appealing to my ears, bro. I couldn't get through. Three tracks of that, and that's that. I'm not going
to
sit here and say
you gotta get to the you gotta get kid of Kodak.
Bro, I don't care. I know what Kodak does. I'm not. This is a Gunna album. If Gunna is on here sounding trash on the first three hard beats that I hear, I'm like, yo, you just wasting crazy dope beats. Like, I'm not gonna get through it, bro. Like, I'm not gonna call it a great album.
I'm gonna call it Dose Great for an Atlanta artist. If you a trap young artist, you got to. All
right, we're going to revisit this at the end of the year, and I want to see where you at with it at the end of the year. If you think it's if you got it as one of your top albums at the end of the year, then I'll No, I'll grant you your point. I'll grant you your point. But
I'm saying for the young Atlanta rappers, this, you gotta sound like this. This
but
way,
you're saying
this,
that this he makes better like. Albums than Lil Baby. Lil Baby, when his album came out, was I think on one of your top albums of the year. Wasn't it? Okay, so if Gunna album has to be at the top of your list, at one of the top albums of your list by the end of this year.
Unless some fire come out. Like a lot of y'all cat, a lot of them Atlanta.
No, that's some fire coming.
Unless some of them Atlanta artists gotta come. This is to
the boy Pusha Terrence is on the way. That's all I need to hear.
that's gonna be it, bro.
I'll get to that.
You're switching gears.
I'll get to that, sir. I know what he's getting.
You getting Pusha T after Gunna?
I'm gonna get to that after it died down. I know what I'm gonna get on
there. It's the same content.
Yes, yeah, the same.
I'm
content.
Not. I'm gonna listen to it first thing in the morning on Friday when it comes
out. Bro, and it's cold. I'm going right to it. I hope it come out while it's cold, bro.
So, nah, I'm joking, y'all. I was just trolling. I'm gonna get to it.
Nah, but
I'm not swayed by the hype though. Like if it's trash, I'm gonna say it's trash.
Who Pusha T?
Pusha T never put out a trash.
Never.
Album to
I've
me,
never
ever.
Heard no bad Pusha T ever. If anybody got control on good music or they own stuff, it's Pusha. Yeah. He the only one, because Kanye can't even control himself.
He about to be off of the music, I think.
Y'all don't hear a cat Dennis, man. This cat's cool, man.
Hey, for real, Kanye out here wilding, but.
Y'all heard that game verse from Easy?
No, that whole track was hard.
Nah, but that like unreleased game verse.
Oh, nah. When he talk about Kim?
When he talking bad about Kim, bro. He talking
He talking
about
crazy
Kim.
About her.
Hey, Kanye just in there like doing his Kanye bomb, thing. Just bopping. Ooh, I like this divorce is getting ugly that. Right in front of that. Everyone's eyes.
Yeah, that's what I don't want, bro. Like I want good Kanye music, but I don't want it at the expense of
check this out, bro. You don't gotta disrespect your lady, though.
Nah, you don't.
Ever.
Like me, I tell my lady all the time, like, if you decide to leave me, I'm coming with you. Like,
you know what I mean? Like, where we going?
You don't gotta disrespect like that, though. Like, I'm not gonna let another dude disrespect my lady and we ain't, and you ain't gonna have to see me about it. Like, you gonna have to see me about it. I'm not gonna. I don't care what we going through. Like that's the mother. That's the mother of his kids.
Yeah.
That's still your wife.
Yeah,
you're not going to talk about what you done had my lady doing to you. Like you gonna see me about it, and it's slow for you.
Yeah,
real straight slow. Up. Like real you know what slow. I'm saying. Like so, but Ye, I don't know what Ye doing, man. I don't know what he's doing, man.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think this music gonna be fire, but at the same time. He need to get his personal life together, bro. Like, forget all
but
that.
If the music is fire, so this is what I want to ask y'all. If the music is fire, right, at what expense, though?
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. Like, I'd rather not get an album. Like, bro, get your family back. Like, forget all that.
Or that's really what you want.
Like you see what type Tommy's on, too. Like, he ain't on his Christian stuff no more. Like, he right back. Like...
Right back.
And like I don't want to see that, bro. I never want to see somebody who is, you know, who's trying to get it right and goes through some life circumstances and now they back where they started. Like I don't want to see that, bro.
I feel that.
Yeah, man. If Donda 2 come out, when they saying Donda 2 next month, right?
February 22nd. Yeah.
Donda 2 better not be no mid, bro. But I feel like it's not because I feel like this is just a bunch of Ye throwaways from Donda 1, and he just polished them up. They're going to be all right.
Yeah, I mean, he got future executives.
He got, what, 30 songs on Donda 1? 30?
Yeah, I think so.
Are we counting, like, all of the remixes and all of that? He might... Donda 2 might just be some Donda 1 with some remixes, some new...
Or Future got with him and say, yo... This is fire, but what I could help you make this way better, like way more relevant, like
future.
That's what I'm saying.
And Ye together is a wild dynamic, though. Like they could come with some heat.
It makes sense. It makes sense to me though. That makes perfect sense.
I am too though. Like Future and Ye could be something crazy.
That could be fire.
Yeah, that's a combination makes sense. Like,
cause Future is goated too, bro. Nobody can.
Future is goated.
Like he's a goat of Atlanta.
Was he on Donda 1? Was he on Donda?
No, he was rocking with Drake, so you know he wasn't getting on there.
What, he wasn't on Praise God.
No, that was Travis and Travis. Baby Keem. That was just Travis and Baby Keem, I think. But man, shit, I know we gotta wrap it up, bro. So we get some of this other stuff next week, I guess. We spent a lot of time talking about going off script today.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah, man, getting back to it.
The good ones. But man, shoot, tell them where to find us, bro. You already know.
Oh, you think they forgot?
They probably forgot.
They probably
forgot.
Wow.
They probably didn't, but just in case though.
Just in case, man. Listen, y'all can follow us on anything social media, man. We even got TikTok, man. The Honest, the number 2 guy pod. Follow us on everything. Instagram, yeah, Facebook, TikTok, all of that. If you want to listen to us, you can check us out on Apple Pod, Google Pod. You can check us on Spotify. If you want to watch us, YouTube, that's where it's at. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think we're good this week.
Yeah, we ain't doing that. You know that.
I know what it is.
We always safe on the get back. We always safe.
You always safe on the get back.
It might be shaky next week though. Yeah, man. Shout out to the listeners, though, man.
Check on your strong friends, man.
Yes, sir.
A lot of stuff, man. Yeah, they on your mind for a reason.
Especially in this cold season, Cass is inside in the house all day long, man. Check on your strong friends, bro.
Take your vitamin D, man. Take your vitamin D3.
Take that vitamin D.
Yeah, if you live up here in the north, take that vitamin D for sure, man. You need it. We need it. One more time, man. Just to let y'all know. I hit the wrong thing.
You threw me off, bro. Okay.
A little rusty, bro. It took a couple weeks off.
That was silly.
West side.